Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Can you forsake everything to follow Christ? Would you lay down those things that you value to follow Jesus without looking back? This is what it means to be sold out for Jesus. And God is calling us today to follow Him. In today's message, we are looking at the topic, sold out for Jesus. Our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 4 verse 19.
Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
In today's message, we will explore what it looks like to be fully devoted to Christ, and how we can deepen our relationship with Him on a daily basis. There was a woman named Mary who had always been a devoted follower of Jesus. She was a member of her church and actively served in various ministry roles, but she felt like something was missing. She longed to do more for the kingdom of God, to have a greater impact on the world. One day, Mary heard about a mission organization that was looking for volunteers to serve in Africa. The thought of leaving her comfortable life in the United States and going to a village where there were few amenities and many challenges was daunting, but Mary felt a strong sense of calling. She prayed about it for weeks, seeking guidance and direction. Finally, Mary decided to go. She sold her possessions, said goodbye to her friends and family, and flew to Africa. It was a difficult transition, and there were many challenges and struggles along the way. However, Mary was determined to serve God and to share His love with the people in the village. Working as a missionary in Africa over the years, Mary became a beloved member of the community. She started a small school for children, a medical clinic, and a food pantry. She also led Bible studies and prayer groups, sharing the good news of Jesus with anyone who would listen. Mary's life was not easy, but she was completely sold out for Jesus. She was willing to give up everything she had, in order to serve Him and to bring His love to the people around her. And as a result, she touched countless lives and made a lasting impact for the kingdom of God. Have you ever felt a burning desire to follow Jesus wholeheartedly, to give Him everything you have, and to let Him use you for His glory? This is what it means to be sold out for Jesus, to be completely committed to Him and His kingdom. From our Bible text today in Matthew chapter 4 verse 19, when Jesus called His first two disciples, Peter and his brother, Andrew, He said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." When He called them to follow Him, He didn't offer them a list of benefits or a job description. He simply said, "Follow me." And yet, these men left their boats and their families, and they followed Him without hesitation. They knew that being with Jesus was more important than anything else they had in this world. As followers of Christ, we are also called to leave behind our own agendas and desires, and to follow Him wherever He leads us. This may mean making sacrifices or taking risks, but it is worth it, because Jesus is worth it. When we are sold out for Jesus, we are willing to do whatever it takes to be with Him and to serve Him. Have you ever felt the call to follow Jesus more closely? What has held you back from fully committing to Him? Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any areas of your life that you have been holding on to and ask for the courage and strength to let go and follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Obedience is a crucial aspect of being sold out for Jesus. It means choosing to do what He asks of us, even when it is difficult or inconvenient. Many times, we are tempted to offer God sacrifices or do good works in order to earn His favor, but what He really desires is our obedience. When we obey Him, we show that we trust Him, and that we value His will above our own. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22, Samuel replied King Saul saying, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. Yes, to heed is better than fat of rams. Obedience is not always easy, but it is essential for our growth as believers. Today, as you choose to follow Jesus and obey His commands, you will experience His presence and His blessings in your lives in Jesus' name. In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Here Paul has lost everything. He has died to the world for Christ's sake. Being sold out for Jesus means that we are willing to die to our own desires and ambitions, and to let Him live through us. This means putting our faith in Him, trusting Him with our lives, and allowing Him to work through us for His glory. It is loving Him above all else and being willing to give ourselves for His sake, just as He gave Himself for us on the cross. Are you sold out for Jesus today? Can you follow Him wholeheartedly and leave the pleasures of the world behind? God is calling you today. In Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 to 25, Jesus said to His disciples, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. As you go today, take a personal reflection within your heart. Ask yourself where you have been struggling to obey God's commands. Take a moment to confess this to God and ask for His forgiveness. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to be more obedient in that area, and to give you the desire to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Say these words of prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I confess that I have not always been obedient to Your commands. I have put my own desires above Your will. Please forgive me and help me to be more obedient in the future. Give me the desire to follow You wholeheartedly and to obey Your commandments. I pray that You would use me to bring glory to Your name and grant me the grace to follow You wholeheartedly. Today, I speak favor, peace and the blessings of God into my life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 23 and chapter 24. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 8. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.